Hey out there, it's Greg. Yes, the crazy person from the No Head Trash Nation, and now the effortless author, where we help authors and leaders get rid of the head trash that's keeping them from sharing their story and leveraging their impact to the world. Yeah, you could be leveraging what you're telling one-on-one and bringing it in a powerful way to the world. Whoa, what a day, what a day. I titled this podcast perfectly for my own life, and maybe you can relate. A friend of mine reminded me of the old Russian proverb, something about the folly of chasing two rabbits and ending up with nothing for dinner. Pick your spots. Now, it's been a long time since I've had rabbit for dinner, but I get it. And I'm as guilty, maybe even more guilty than the next guy, about having 10 things on my priority list, and the only thing that gets accomplished is, well, usually a great sense of guilt. Or can anybody relate to this one? You finally reached a pause in the day. You should be enjoying it with your family or having some sense of satisfaction. Instead, you've got that nagging feeling. What nagging feeling? You know the one, where all you can think of is that there's something you should be doing, something you forgot to get done. You're just not sure what it is. Why? Because we're chasing an entire herd of rabbits. Do rabbits travel in herds? Gaggles? What are they traveling? Anyway, a whole bunch of rabbits. You're making 1 inch of progress on 10 fronts, and none of them are really getting your best effort. Hence the title I gave today's podcast, Picking Your Spots. As much as I hate it, I'm not going to get everything done. Definitely not done well, anyway. And neither are you. And the tragedy of knowing that is the more we know about something, the less we feel we need to learn about it. We've all heard the one thing book or concept. If you haven't, you need to check it out. It's a great book. We've all been told we can't have more than maybe 3 actual priorities. But what if we knew, without a doubt, that having more than that was going to destroy every possibility of getting the ones that matter done? I mean, literally. Let's get specific. What if you knew that saying yes to that thing someone's asking you to do, or maybe that shiny object, you're going to feel guilty if you don't do it. Lost opportunity, right? Fear of missing out. What if you knew that that was going to force something truly important off the table? It happens every day. We just don't see the connection. Multitasking is a myth. It's not possible. If you say yes to something, you will say no to something else. There's a limited amount of energy, a limited amount of time. There's a limited amount of capacity that every one of us have. You've got to pick your spots. Here's the thing that derails me, okay? I'm just going to throw it out there right now. Here's what I do. I've got that nagging thing on my list, right? So I say to myself, I'm just going to knock that out real quick. I'm not sure why, but we always want to add real quick to the end of things. Have you noticed that? Everything I'm going to do, honey, I'm just going to do that real quick. So anyway, I'm just going to knock that out real quick. And then I'll get to that thing that's really important. You see, I want to clear away everything so I can now ponder and give my best work to that thing that I know matters. And then 3 hours later, when our best brain power and energy, the first fruits of the day are gone, we're finally done with the crap we were sure we needed to get out of the way. And we hope before the day's over, we're going to find some time and some more optics to work on the stuff that matters. Maybe that's just me. I don't know. But I'm going to say it again. Pick your spots. Yes, something isn't going to get done today. Something you planned, something you hoped, something you maybe even promised you were going to get done today. You be the one who chooses what will get done. Don't leave it to chance. One of the things that's keeping you from being your best is a lack of clarity. It's not just you. It's your people. It's your clients. It's everyone you work with. It's not just your clarity, but the lack of clarity on your team. Maybe you wonder why I harp about writing your own book when you're not an author, clearly, right? Let me tell you why. So you can have clarity. So you can pick your spots. So you can share that clarity once you're done with it in a way that sticks, without having to return again and again and again to try to iterate it in some new way. You've got to pick your spots. Do the things that stick. Get everyone on the same page, or you'll be chasing more rabbits than you did even yesterday. If you'd like to know more about the Effortless Author Initiative, visit us at effortlessauthor.com or text EZBOOK, the letter E, the letter Z, B-O-O-K, EZBOOK to 474747. That's effortlessauthor.com or text EZBOOK to 474747. Hey, let's get rid of the head trash and make the authorship of your best self effortless. If you're a leader, you know the power of delivering a clear message and uniting your people. You've been told you should write a book, but who has the time? Imagine being a best-selling author, sharing that chiseled message as part of your legacy. Writing my first book, I discovered endless roadblocks, and my story got lost in them. That's why I began the Effortless Author Initiative, giving authors the seamless ability to share their zone of brilliance without the brain damage of the process. Whether you're a writer or not, you can author your story and enjoy the process. We take care of the hard part. Let's have a conversation about being an effortless author. It's a free coaching call to see if the Effortless Author Initiative is a fit for you. Text EZBOOK, that's the letter E, the letter Z, B-O-O-K, to 474747 for more information. That's EZBOOK to 474747. I can't wait to hear your story.